Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shvuos with lesson number 9, in which we will continue in the third perek of Shvuos, fourth and fifth Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. In Mishnah Dalet, we have some important halachos. Number one, Shvua Shelo Ochal. If a person makes a Shvua, I'm not going to eat today. V'yochal, and he ate, but what he ate was Ucholin She'enon Ru'uyin La'achila. He ate things which are not fit to be eaten. He ate things which are dirty, which are foul-smelling, which are rotten, which are bechlal not food. He ate earth. Or v'shoso mashkin she'enon ru'uyin l'shesia. He drank liquid which was not fit to be consumed. Either it's polluted, or it's rotten, or it's just not the kind of thing people drink. Potur. That's not considered achila. Eating means eating something which is ra'uy, which is fit to be eaten, which normal people eat. Number one. Number two, suppose a person made a shvuah shaloi oichal. I'm not going to eat today. V'yochal mevelos atreifos. He went and he bought himself non-kosher meat. He went to McDonald's and ordered himself a treif of beef burger. Shkotzim uramosim. Or he went into a seafood restaurant and ordered shrimp and lobster and whatnot. So he certainly ate. So the Chachamim say chayav, even though he ate something which was forbidden by the Torah. Nevertheless, he's chayav. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says no. If he ate kosher food, he violated his shvuah. But if he ate food which is not kosher, he did not violate the shvuah technically. Why? So here we have to introduce some concepts. Number one, there's a concept of mushbava omeid mihar Sinai. Each and every one of us Jewish people, when we were at Har Sinai, and we all were in some way at Har Sinai, and we accepted upon ourselves for all generations to come all the mitzvahs in the Torah, so we took an oath at Sinai, and you and I took an oath not to eat nevelos utreifos shkotzim rumos. Now, if 3,000 years later I say, I swear I'm not going to eat, that shvua cannot take effect upon nevelos utreifos, because I already swore I'm not going to eat nevelos utreifos. So if I swear today I'm not going to eat nevelos utreifos, it's a shvua on top of a shvua. I already swore. Mushbava omeid. I already have sworn. I am already committed to my oath. And you can't have an oath on top of an oath. Ein shvua, chalal shvua. So holds Rabbi Shimon. The Chachomim, however, say no. I guess it's mushbava omeid. But when do we say ein shvua, chalal shvua? Or, in more general language, ein isur chal al isur, a oath not to eat ham today can't take effect because I already swore thousands of years ago not to eat ham. So it's an isur on top of an isur. The second isur is not chal, does not take effect. However, suppose the second isur is more comprehensive than the first isur. It's what's called an isur koleil, a comprehensive isur. So the Chachomim say, when I make a shvu, I'm not going to eat today. I'm making a comprehensive isur, which includes ham, nevelis, shrimp, eel, and glat kosher meat. So I'm adding to the shvu. I made a shvu in Har Sinai not to eat ham and eel and nevelis. Now I'm making a shvu not to eat ham and eel Nevelis, and in addition, comprehensively, kolel, my new shvuot I'm making today is also not to eat beautiful, glat kosher steak. So an isur kolel, a more comprehensive isur, hold the chachomim, ischal, does take effect on top, over, and above a previous, more limited isur only for devorim ho asurim. But Rabbi Shimon says, ein isur chalal isur, even if the second Iser is a koleil, it's more comprehensive, and therefore this person's Shvuah Shelo Ochal does not take effect, because it's can't take effect on top of the already existing Iser Shvuah, which we made on Har Sinai, Mushbava Omeid Bar Sinai. The Mishnah continues, Omar, if a person says Konam, Konam is a language of a neder, of a vow, which we had Meseches Nedorim. Konam ishti nenes li, I am making a neder now that my wife cannot get any benefit from my property, from my possessions. And, of course, he's obligated to give her certain things. Whatever he's obligated, the shibud, whatever he's meshubah to give her, is not included. But there are things he's not meshubah to give her. He's not meshubah to give her an extra portion of dessert or whatever. So therefore, if he makes a shvua, my wife cannot have anoah from my nechosim, from my property, that shvua stands. But now the Mishnah gives a little quick twist to it, a little curveball. Im ochalti hayom, if I ate this morning, then, and only then, should the shvua take effect, prohibiting my wife from getting hanoah from my property. Alright, so we gotta see, did he eat breakfast this morning or not? If he ate breakfast, she can't have any hanoah from his nechosim. If he did not eat breakfast, then she can have hanoah. Well, we look at the menu, we see what he ate. V'hu ochal nevelo sutrefo shkotzim ramosim. He had himself trefo food. He had himself a treif steak burger, ham and eggs, whatever. Hare ishto asuro. So even Rabbi Shimon would admit, in such a case, he didn't. It's not a shvua not to eat nevelos or treifos, which according to Rabbi Shimon would not be chal. It's a tanai. Did he eat or did he not eat? Here Rabbi Shimon also says he ate. He had himself a delicious breakfast. Aye, it was treif. But nevertheless, his condition, imochalti hayom, was fulfilled. And if his condition was fulfilled, his neder is in effect, and his wife, Nebuch, cannot have any anor from his nechosim. That's Mishnah Dalet. Now the Mishnah continues with Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah, and tells you that all we've been learning now about Shvuas Bitui, the Shvuah to eat, not to eat, I did eat, I didn't eat, Echad dvorim shalatzmo, it applies to matters which concern himself, v'echad dvorim shalacherim, and it also refers, you can make a shvua with matters which refer to others, as we will see in a moment in the Mishnah itself. V'echad dvorim sheyesh bohem mamash, it applies to things which are tangible, I will eat a banana, I won't eat a banana, v'echad dvorim she'ein bohem mamash, but it also applies to things which are not tangible, as we will see examples in a moment. Ketzad, what are some examples of this? Omar, what's an example of dvorim shalacherim, something which applies to other people, refers to other people, not to himself, not I will eat a banana or I didn't eat a banana, but rather shvua she'etein li'ish ploni, I hereby swear that I will give a gift to so-and-so. Or v'shelo etein, I hereby swear I will never give a gift to so-and-so. Shenosati, I swear I gave a gift to so-and-so. V'shelo nosati, I swear I did not give a gift to so-and-so. These are classic examples of shvuas bitui b'dvorim shalacherim. I'm making a shvua not with something that relates to me, but with something which relates to this person to whom I swear I did, I won't, I did, I will, didn't, I will give something to another person. What's an example now of a shvua on a dover she'ein bo mamash, something which is intangible? She'ishan, I swear I will sleep today. How do you touch sleep? V'shelo ishan, or I swear I will not sleep today. Sheyoshanti, I swear I slept this morning. V'shelo yoshanti, I swear I did not sleep this morning. These are all examples of dvorim she'ein bohem mamosh. Sleep is an intangible. But nevertheless, the shvu was a shvu. Or she'ezrok tzror layom, I swear I'm going to throw this stone worth nothing, stone on the beach, I'm going to throw it into the ocean. So this is also a dover she'ein bo mamash, in the sense, who has any use for this stone? It's a piece of junk. V'shalowesrog, or I won't throw it, or shesarakti, I did throw it, shlozarakti, I didn't throw it. So these are examples of making a shvua on throwing a stone into the sea, or on going to sleep, which are dvorim she'ein bo hamamush, but nevertheless, a shvua is a shvua. Now the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Eino Chayov Elo Al Ha'osid Lavo. We've been saying that Shvua Shtayim Shehein Arba. There are two Shvuas in the Torah and two additional ones. The two additional ones are on the past. I ate the banana yesterday, or I didn't eat the banana yesterday. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Shenema, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lahora O Lahetiv. That's in the future. A person made a Shvua to do something negative or to do something positive in the future. Doesn't say anything there about the past. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says there is no shvua, or certainly no korban olav yored for a shvua on something in the past. I ate something yesterday. I did such and such yesterday. So says Rabbi Shmuel. Omalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva objects. If you're going to be so literal, Rabbi Shmuel, and you're going to say that lahora lahetiv are in the future, lahora in the future, lahetiv in the future, and only in the future, if you're going to be literal, lahora means to do something bad, and lahetiv means to do something good. According to you, if a person makes a shvua which is neither good nor bad, I make a shvua to throw the rock into the sea. I make a shvua to stand on one leg for 5 minutes. Is that lahora lahetiv? According to you, if you're going to take the literal approach, lahora lahetiv should mean to do something bad, to do something good. So objects Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yishmael. Dvorim she'ein bohem harov atova, things which are neutral, are they not also included in a shvua? If I say I'm going to read the New York Times tomorrow morning, is that not going to be a shvua? Because it's neither lahora or lahetiv, although you can argue with me that perhaps it is lahora. In any case, this is the objection of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yishmael. Oh, my Lord. So Rabbi Yishmael says, "May ribui hakos." Rabbi Yishmael says, "Akiva, read the pasuk. After it says lahora or lahetiv, which yes, literally would could restrict us to only to do bad or to do good. The next words, look in pasuk dalid perakei vayikra. Read lachol asher yevate ha'adam bishvur to everything. Everything means to do bad, to do good, to do neutral, to stand on one foot, to throw a rock into the sea. It's all included," says Rabbi Yishmael. Omalo, so Rabbi Akiva said, fine. Imribo hakos of lekach. If that phrase lechol asheyivate odom b'shvua is a riboy, includes as a shvua which obligates you to the extent that if you violate it b'shogeg yemechuyev a korban olav yored, extends beyond harov hatova, beyond the literal bad good. Ribo hakos of lekach. So the pasuk also would be marbe, would include past. Lahora lahetiv is taka future. But chol ashe yevate odom b'shvua, everything with which a person expresses in the shvua, argues Rabbi Akiva, certainly should refer to past things too. And therefore you're wrong, Rabbi Yishmael, when you say eino chayav elo al ha'osid lavo, that only a shvua on the future obligates you in the korban ola v'yorei. Halacha, by the way, is like Rabbi Akiva, but now that we finished Mishnah 5, we have also finished lesson number 9. We finished lesson number 9.